And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
I hear they're terrific.
Woo! Quote the Raven, nevermore.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Look at the size of the giant.
Beat me if you can survive. If I let you,
you will rest in peace.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Delete! 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 Delete!
Call this the New World Order of Wrestling, brother. And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Back to the Wrestling. Finally, there's a podcast on the internet about professional wrestling.
No shit.
I am your co-host this evening, Mr. Luke Giaconetti. Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening to our show today. I know it's been a hot minute since there's been an episode of Get Back to the Wrestling, but this is not a one-man booth. I can't do this by myself. So left to right across your podcast dial, first you got my brother, Mr. Jason Giaconetti.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! He's on fire! Oh, God!
He's on fire and wrapped in barbed wire. The local chapter of the NRA is fully armed and blindfolded at ringside, led by Charlton Heston himself, who is also on fire and wrapped in barbed wire.
Good God! Good God! Hey, he's broken in half! Broken in half!
You make room. Room of Doom, and you heard him there as well, the hair metal hero, Chris Tyler.
Just sitting here mournfully, thinking about how sad Hulk Hogan must be that not everyone's his actual brother.
Biologically, not his brother!
Yeah.
Can't believe it! Hulk Hogan!
Yeah, you got that 23. You got that coupon from 23andMe, and that was it, right? It's just... Anyway, so... We are reconvened here on Get Back to the Wrestling. Hope everyone out there is doing all right, enjoying all the prograps, as the kids call it these days, or so I'm told, on cage side seats.
Fucking kids.
some kids. I can tell you my kids don't call it the prograps. They kind of look at me when I call it that. Nobody calls it that, Dad, you know.
Dad.
But,
so out of the loop, Dad.
Yeah, for real, man. Undertaker's got magical healing power.
You don't know shit about Undertaker. He's got magic hero powers. That kid was hot. He was right, though. He did.
Doctors don't know shit about Steve Austin's
Doctors don't show shit about Steve Austin's neck. As Steve would attest to, they didn't. They didn't know shit about his neck.
Or Hitman's, you know, neck at this point, too. Yeah.
Well,
fuck Bill Goldberg.
Well, as Merry Christmas to everyone except you, Bill Goldberg. But anyway.
Hey, you know, he's a couple of days in. To Hanukkah.
So we are here tonight. It is coming up on the new year, and you know what that means in the world of professional wrestling. It is almost time for that most blessed of high holy days, the Royal Rumble. Everybody's favorite multi-man match, except some weirdos out there, I'm sure. But anyway... So this year's Royal Rumble is a little bit different because Not that they're doing anything different with the matches, but it's been going around the interwebs. I hear they got the internet on computer now, but that the card for the Royal Rumble and the results have been supposedly spoiled, and this is all over the place.
That sounds like some dirt shit, pal.
You guys know more about those rag sheets. I don't read those. You guys know more about that than I do. But we are going to talk about these leaked supposed results for the Royal Rumble card, including the men's and women's Royal Rumble for 2025. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to see, you know, hey, is this will we be happy with these results? Are these results really outlandish and stupid, or somewhere in between?
Yeah. And the idea, obviously, also is, too, with Raw debuting on Netflix on the 6th, and then they're putting, like, a lot behind that. That's, like, stacking up to be, you know, bigger than any of their pay-per-views of late. How are you going to get to some of these matches? Because some of these matches, the two matches that are on the card don't seem to make a lot of sense in the grand scheme of what's happening currently. And we're only, you know, a month out, because Royal Rumble is February 1st. So we're a month out from that. And it just seems like hard to see where maybe we're going to get to that place. So, all right. So like Luke was saying, so what was leaked, and it has four matches listed. It has the Women's Rumble, the women's title match, the men's title match, and then the men's Rumble. So four match card, which wouldn't be unheard of for the new format for the Royal Rumble when they have two Rumbles going on. And the first thing up is the women's Royal Rumble in the leading off the show, like they've done the last couple of years. I mean, they did end it. Well, did they end the show with it? I remember 1 year. Didn't they end the show with it?
I think they've alternated whether whether the women lead off or finish, and you know that's okay, right? I don't have a particular problem with that. I mean, both Rumble matches draw a lot of heat these days, so yeah. Everybody is very interested. So just starting it off with one, men or women, is a good call, right? Because everybody is hyped up for the bout.
Yeah. So. So they did was what was leaked in what here in this is what Lucas talked about the results. They have a leak that the women's Royal Rumble, they have all 30 entrants listed going through. Now, part of the problem is when you're looking at this list, and we'll go through it in a second. There are some names on here that make sense, and some names on here that you're like, well, that can't happen right now. Like, that's impossible. Not like on here is like, it's not like they have like, you know, like
Yokozuna is going to win the 2025 right. Royal Rumble.
Hey, look, I'd pay fucking American dollars if he came back to life for one. That would be amazing.
I'm not saying that they got somebody who's, you know, like, this guy's dead. We'll cross him off. I'm not saying all right, so they have the Rumble, the Royal Rumble starting with Becky Lynch making her return to the ring. And I'm not saying that couldn't happen, and it makes sense for her to be at number one, but I just don't know if that's in the cards for us right now. It could totally be, because she's only got to do this one match. She doesn't have to do, you know, be back full-time kind of thing, but I think she's been away long enough where it'd be an instant pop kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that is odd
to me is that the only thing we've really heard about Becky, at least that I have in the relative recently, is that she's doing a show.
Yeah.
Isn't she doing a Star Wars or a Star Trek show or something? She's doing a genre show.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, I understand that doesn't mean what it used to mean, that you're going to be off filming for X number of months a year, and they're probably just going to do it all at once. But it's like, if she's doing other media, I have a hard time believing that she's going to come back and get such a primo spot in this Rumble because have the result that she is supposed to get out of this Rumble. Except, again, and I'm going to repeat this several times, unless this is what the executives at Netflix demanded.
Yes.
Right.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is she totally 100% could be doing this. Just to be in there because it will pop. I mean, it'll guarantee a pop when people there. And if it's leaked that Becky Lynch might be there and stuff, people will just tune in to see her because she's so popular. So the next batch of names all make sense. Lia Valkyria will be number two. Probably Becky Lynch tossing her out. Kairi Sane right there. Chelsea Green at number four, who I love.
As an aside about Chelsea Green. So the other night, we're trying to use coupons out of our coupon book before they expire, right?
Oh, yes.
And one of the places is Sully Steamers. And if you don't have a Sully Steamers, they make bagel sandwiches. That's all they make, right? So they make different, like savory, like they make breakfast sandwiches, but also like savory sandwiches on bagels. Okay.
Sounds good.
And we went, I took the boys and we went to Sully Steamers and we got our, each of us used our buy one, get one free coupon so that everybody could eat dinner.
True.
And on the bag, it says Sully Steamers, hot mess. And my older boy says, is this like the Chelsea Green shop or something? What is up with that?
Oh, I'll be honest, Chelsea Green, who I love her character now too, but when she was Lauren Van Asselt, the hot mess, when she got stood up at the altar by Pepper Parks, because then he went with the bunny, because they're actually married, which is funny. For those people who don't know who that is, in AEW, the Butcher and the Blade with Bunny, the bunny mm-hmm. is married to the Blade in real life. That's yes. who they are, kind of thing. So it was so funny because then she loses her mind at the altar and she's just weeping uncontrollably in the ring. It is one of the best TNA, go off the air non-matches ever. It just was so funny. Like, I literally, Kelly watched it with me.
As the hot mess, she was hilarious.
And then
though,
she
too.
Became I mean, the hot mess. Just... Yeah. Well, Dutch Mantel yeah. talks about this. How the next week they come back, she's still in the wedding dress, but now it's stained with her tears. And she just kept it on.
She would
the whole
wear
time.
The wedding dress for like months on end. She yeah. never yeah. changed
that's,
out of the wedding
that's
dress.
That's a great gimmick, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, as the hot mess, I thought she was hysterical as that. That was just so funny. So
regardless, I'm proud of Jacob for digging out a TNA reference, considering he's never saw her as the hot mess in yeah. TNA. He just knows her that I call her the
osmosis,
hot mess.
Osmosis, man.
Yeah.
Like osmosis.
It's just funny. So, number five is Raquel Rodriguez. Six is B-Fab. Seven, Piper Niven, Zoe Starks, Io Sky, Juliana, Natalia, Zelina Vega, another TNA. She was there with part of Sarita and Rosita.
Was she Sarita or Rosita?
She was whoever the short one was.
Yeah. If Taz was calling Impact, Sarita and Rosita.
Rosita.
Right. Sarita and Rosita over there.
Yeah. Bianca
Belair putting the R's on the end was only a hyenas thing, but I guess not. I guess it's a Brooklyn thing too. All right.
Well, it's Taz, you know.
The Red Hook thing.
Red Hook, keeping it real. So then 13 is Bianca Belair, who will probably be there to the end. Asuka at 14, she'll also be there to the end. Sonya Deville. So I just want to say this. So Sonya Deville is teamed up with Shayna Baszler and. What's her name? Zoe Stark, right? And I know they gave them some name, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think it's only because the group called the Lesbians was already taken. Like, I don't mean to be
rude,
but we used to
have
that.
That joke.
Well, it's not a joke, though, but there was like, it came out with The Godfather, and it was like, it was back when, you know, wrestling was wrestling on, you know, in the Monday Night Wars, and the team came out, and it was a couple women called the Lesbians, and they were just strippers. But it was just like, I'm like, man, I wonder if they were trying to think of a way to say that with them without saying that with them. So, but
I mean,
you know,
there's a ton of inappropriate jokes I could make. I won't do it, believe it or not.
So 16 is Jordana Grace, whose TNA contract, TNA contract is expiring.
Oh, the Clam Jammers. That's what I'd call them.
Clam Jammers.
Well, that's like, what's her name? The big blonde gal from NXT that kept getting hurt. That does the leg drop combination.
Nikita Lyons.
Nikita Lyons.
Yeah. Is that she wanted to call it, evidently. Now, again, this is get back to the wrestling, so it's not family friendly. She apparently wanted to call that move the Clam Slam, right?
Oh, yeah.
She said, well, both just for itself and also as a reference to the Glam Slam from, you know, because she's a big Beth Phoenix mark.
Right.
But they apparently told her, no, don't say that again. You know, that kind of
thing. No. No. Don't say.
It's not 1994 anymore. You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
So Jordana Grace and then Shayna Baszler. Naomi, 19, of course, would be great to see Mickie James once again because, you know, got a lot of hardcore country coming out there. Dakota Kai.
I have no beef whatsoever if Mickie James comes back. Oh, no, I don't care if that's because of Netflix. I love Mickie James. She is a legend and deserves whatever appearance or whatever she gets or appearance fee or anything if she actually does come back. And if she can Mick kick somebody,
yeah,
I will also pop for that like it's 20 years ago. I'm not going to lie.
So Dakota Kai and then Liv Morgan, of course, who, makes sense to have Liv Morgan in the match. 22 makes little to no sense to me. Karma, who we know as Awesome Kong, who retired in 2021. I don't know if she can come back. But hey, you know, it would definitely be a surprise.
It could just be the Bushwhacker spot. She goes in, she goes out. Payday.
I don't think so.
Well, so my question is this. So the Royal Rumble is in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Does Awesome Kong have any connection to Indianapolis?
Does she live there?
Or Indiana? Is she from there or something? Because I don't think she is. Because that would be my thought. It's like, okay, yeah, she'll come back, like you said, do just a quick spot, toss somebody out or whatever because she's a hometown. But it's like, no, because you're right. I agree. Awesome Kong, you know, Karma, she's retired. I don't really see her doing this personally.
I mean, it could happen because we they do
but
bring
it, but
back
at the same time. Again, it could be a Netflix thing that's like, hey, remember Awesome Kong? Remember how cool she was?
Yeah.
Any chance we can get her back? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, she also could be. Remember, they did bring back Trish Stratus, and that she did do a little tiny run, but she was clearly retired. Same thing with Lita. Those are names that would just kind of pop the crowd. See, the thing is, if this was. I mean, I just don't know. Karma was never huge in WWE. If this was TNA, 100% Awesome Kong, and have Gail Kim there and something like that, that'd be great.
Or even TNA or even AEW.
Yeah, right.
With the Ring of Honor connection, they'd bring in Awesome Kong in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they did. She came out.
They did. I mean, several years ago, they did her and Brandi Rhodes. Right.
Yeah. So. Then Ivy Niles. Yeah. Then Ivy Niles, Mee Chen, who needs to put on about 5 more pounds. They thinned her out way too much. Mee Chen was I just blanked on her name. Mia Yim, who looked healthy, and strong, and now she looks really thin. 25. Here we go. Charlotte Flair making her triumphant return, which no one is calling for. No. but that's what they want.
I got nothing but love for Charlotte Flair. Okay. But nothing but love at all for Charlotte Flair. But again, it's like, okay, the women's division doesn't need her right now.
Right.
I mean, it's like, okay, again, that just once again screams of, oh, Netflix said, well, Charlotte Flair is the biggest woman on the biggest star in the female roster. We got to get her back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately. It's better to have more talent that people who are talented than people who aren't talented. But right now there's so much talent in the women's division that we don't need her to come save this thing. You know, they finally got rid of what's her name? The one who draws no money on AEW, Mercedes Moné, whatever her name is, the one who no one cares about.
Yes.
Cause she draws dick over there and she can't even draw dick. Cause anyway, so, 26 is Bayley, of course, you know, who everyone now loves again.
The role model.
Candice LeRae. Now, 28 is not going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, Jade Cargill is not coming out there because
not even cleared. I don't.
Yeah. She has a type of blood cancer. Like she's going through treatment. They wrote her off TV when she was attacked on the hood of that car in the most awkward position possible. Like with a little tiny trickle of blood. I'm like, what? Who bought that? Just say she's sick. Like, But they don't want to make her look weak. But, like, I can't imagine they're going
to
roll her
out
there.
They have to do the same thing with...
Or you could just be honest and say, she's got blood cancer. She is weak
right
now.
Well, but that's the thing is, like, Roman Reigns, you're like, well, Roman Reigns is going to be on TV very little. Why? Because he has leukemia. And everyone knows he does. So he's not on TV every single week. And no one questioned that. You know, it's not like she got herself sick. You don't control if you get cancer or not. That's not how that works. So, but I mean,
but again, unless she comes in just to, you know, press slam some heels out, or maybe Bianca's getting worked over by, I don't know, Damage Control or whomever, and she just comes in there to, you know, bust some heads and then gets scooped out by, I don't know, Bailey or somebody. That would be a, even as a babyface, that'd be a Bailey move, right?
Yeah. So, so that's
huge. And again, I love Bailey. Bailey's my favorite. It's like, I would love to see her do that because, God damn it, that'd be appropriate. But
right. So at that, so she's at 28. 29 is Blair Davenport. And then 30 is the pop that I think that I don't know if, and again, Alexa Bliss coming back is going to be the big pop. And she's been teased coming back over and over and over again. You know, so it makes perfect sense that she could come back at this point. She got, does she have a baby? Yeah. And so, yeah, she's married and then has a baby now and stuff, but it makes sense for her to come back like this time if she's cleared, right? Kind of thing. And they would love to have her come back at the Royal Rumble, but that's a return to the Royal Rumble. It makes sense because she's still in a place where she could still wrestle. You know, and they have the winner being, of course, Charlotte Flair, with Becky Lynch from the number one spot being the runner up. And I can tell you right now, they would definitely have Bianca Belair be there at the end. Obviously, Alexa Bliss coming in at 30 would be there. Bailey would probably be there. You know, you'd have like Liv Morgan, like it's the usual suspects, you know, kind of thing. There's not a whole lot of like, you know, like, well, who could it be? It's the usual suspects going to be there. But it's true, though. I mean, the thing is, like, would it be great if Jordana Grace was there at the end just hucking people out of the ring because she's, you know, a power lifter? Yeah, it would be great, but I just don't see it happening unless Jordana Grace signs with WWE. And there is a big rumor going around that since her contract is up with TNA shortly, if not already, she's looking that she might very well be looking to sign a contract with the WWE to come in there full time. Now, would they make her go to NXT? I don't know. I mean, where she was when she first broke in the business, she was green as grass. And now she's probably one of the better workers they have in the women's division at TNA. You know, so, and she's still young enough where it makes sense that she could be in the main event picture. Now, notice what name we did not say, Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley is not in the Rumble. And Rhea Ripley is not on this card. I have a very hard time believing that Rhea Ripley does not somehow, or some way, shape, and form factor into this match. Unless they somehow rework her into a title match, which is not on the original lineup here, I have a real hard time believing you're going to leave the biggest women's star you have out of the Royal Rumble. Just saying, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, she
doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
She, you know, right now she's the hottest female attraction in WWE. She, you know, she draws the most eyes. Her music hits, the entire arena goes crazy. So
crazy.
Yeah. But you know, all right. So this, okay, we go back to the card here. So the second match here is,
Well, so the thing is, okay. So Charlotte Flair winning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the second match on the card is the women's title match, right? So that is, you know, Tiffy Stratton, because it's Tiffy time, okay, taking on Nia Jax. Okay, so that suggests that, okay, so who the hell's the other champion at this point then, right?
Liv Morgan.
Because aren't the, yes, but the champions are Liv and right now, as we stand now, it's Liv and Nia.
Right.
Right? Liv is in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And Rhea's not.
Right.
Right. And Nia and Tiffy are in this match. So that suggests to me that Rhea's got to beat Liv.
Right.
Well, maybe on that first Raw on Netflix.
Well, here's the problem.
SmackDown on USA or whatever it is.
Right. Well, here's the problem with that, though. And I agree. That seems what they're implying to happen. But if you read what it says here, Tiffy Stratton, champion versus Nia Jax, which means she finally cashes in on Nia and takes the belt off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that screams to me first, you know, episode on Netflix. That's what that says to me. That's like, well, that's going to be, that's a perfect thing. Now the only thing they
that would explain why, but that does double duty. It explains why this is the women's match and not Rhea. And it also explains that Rhea's not in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Right. Because again, Rhea is moves more merch than them, than just about anybody else that's active on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to keep her off the card, off one of one of the biggest cards of the year. So I that's the only thing I can think of is that it's got to be, you know, that's the only thing that makes any sense here.
Yeah, unless because they can't do the injury angle again because she just came off a broken face. So and she came back fast from that. So, but Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax in the women's match here. It just says versus. It doesn't tell us who's supposed to go over. My assumption is if Tiffany Stratton takes the title off Nia Jax, you know, less than a month before this, and then she's supposed to then drop it back to her, that would make no sense. This could totally end in a smudge. It could end in a, like, just, you know, whatever. I really think they want to push Tiffany Stratton. I think it was very funny that people, one dumbass came out and said that she wears the least amount of clothes of anyone on WWE television. And then he said, bra, she wears the least amount of clothes of anyone on television, bra. I don't know who that is could say that. Anyway. And then the next week she came out with more clothes on in the form of the arm sleeves. She put arm sleeves on. Like she literally wears like dental floss and a crouton and like arm sleeves. And he's like, well, the amount of material she's wearing is like quadruple what it was. Like, so, not really, but like still, but it's like that was the big complaint that she doesn't wear enough clothing. Came out the next week, put arm sleeves on. And that's what she wears now. So, I think Tiffany Stratton is going to get pushed. They really like her. She draws a lot.
She's over too. And that helps,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And she draws
every time
a lot of
she
eyes.
Comes out, there's a big, there's a big response, so mm-hmm. that's all they're really looking for at this point.
Yeah, and she definitely draws eyes from, like, you know, because you put her on TV.
Yes.
She's you're if you're going by in the channel and she's on, you're stopping. You know, she's that it factor. You know, and people love to hate her until she finally beats Nia Jax and takes it. Then they'll just love her for like the 10 minutes they're going to love her because they still hate Nia. That's the one constant in wrestling right now is as much as Nia Jax would love for us to love her, no one does. sorry, but like, how can you like Nia Jax? Put the fact that she's not good in the ring, put that aside, put aside the fact that she's actually maybe dangerous in the ring, right? Like,
it's hard to put that one aside.
No, but I'm saying, put all that aside. Let's put aside the dangerous, untalented, just that she's just humongous part. That's the only reason she's in the ring. It's not for ability. It's not because she can do moves. In fact, she's sloppy as hell, and no one is there going, wow, like, I like her character. I like this. I'm not, and this is not a personal attack on somebody, because, like, I know someone's like, how can you hate her? Like, she might be a very nice person. Right, but she might be a very nice person in real life.
Don't hate the player.
Yeah.
Hate the game.
I don't hate
Booker T. Said it best.
Player.
Booker T. said everything.
Can you suck up?
So the thing is, when it comes down to it, is if, you know, I mean, she comes out. I mean, she gets, you know, the heat. They want her to get heel heat. I just feel like she might be getting go away heat instead of the heel heat they want her to get, because no one really wants to see her. And I'm not saying that, like, it's like, I mean, whether I want to see her or not, you can hear the crowd not being into her at all, right? And be that as it may, you know, but they keep bringing her back, even though they fired her, and then they were like, well, we got to bring her back. Why? And, I mean, there's some reasons why.
A monster heel, female monster heel. That's all she is.
Well, I wish that was the reason, but I think some of it has to do with the fact when somebody who was named to the board of directors of
Dwayne?
I'm just saying, somebody's her cousin. Somebody is her cousin. Who's her cousin? I don't know. She never mentions who it is.
We're all somebody's cousin.
But the thing is, but we don't mention it every single interview. Make sure you put that, like, that's how she puts it over. Anyway.
I'm going to start doing that if I ever get interviewed. I'll just start laying out all my free, I mean, Easter's in my family are 80-plus people, so I mean, shit, I could go on a tear, you know.
So
be longer than Jericho's
there was a video where the Usos were...
oh, my God, yes, where they start naming how everyone's related to them, right?
Yeah, they're just showing pictures of Samoans, and they're saying, well, how are they related? And they're just going, cousin, cousin, cousin. And he's like, they can't all be cousins. Like, that's what they are, bro. Cousin.
Well, but wait,
cousin.
But then they explain it, though. They go, he's our cousin. Like, what do you mean? Like, well, that's Afa's son. And Afa is our uncle. So that guy is like, you know, it's like, uh-huh. He goes, well, we're Rikishi's sons, and Rikishi's uncle is this guy. So that makes them all cousins. Like, it's true. They're all cousins. Like, they show the Samoan family tree. You're like, God damn it. They actually all. Now, they don't say first cousin, second cousin, any of those things, right? They're just cousins. And somehow Sami Zayn is on that tree. Oos, I don't get it.
I would say he's the black sheep, but he's more like the white sheep. White Am sheep? I right? You know yeah. what I'm saying?
Lily White.
Yeah. So, anyway, so I think Tiffany Stratton retains here. It makes perfect sense not to have her drop it. If she's going to drop it, it'd have to be...
No, there's no reason to have...
No. Nia take it
No, there's her. No reason. If she just got the belt, if she just got the belt, there is no reason for her to drop it to Nia.
Right.
Back to her. That is... I don't want to start this, but I'm going to say it. That's like Vince McMahon style booking.
Yes.
That's not the way that Triple H has run this territory, for lack of a better term. And I don't really see him starting that. I see them using this to say, look, you know, Tiffy took care of Nia after Nia had this grueling match with whomever and she cashed it in. But now she's got nowhere to hide. You know, it's all Nia. Nia's going to take her out and all this. And then she overcomes it. Right. And that becomes her signature win. Right. That she builds the rest of her reign, however long it lasts, off of.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling, though, it's going to be one of those. She's going to get squashed. And then, like. She's going to go for the thing, and then she'll just move at the last second and, like, cheat or, like, put her foot in a rope or something like that because they just don't want everyone to...
I think she's going to beat her out because she's still a heel, but she's going to still win without... They did the same thing with Liv Morgan, where they were trying to establish Morgan, and Morgan looked weak in all of her title defenses.
Yeah.
Well, right? But obviously it's working. I mean, all the simps are cheering for her, right? So they must be doing something right.
Well,
she's hot.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're cheering for her. They're like, well, she's really good looking. Like, and this is what gets me, right? And I understand that, you know, like the kayfabe is dead. I get that, right? But like Liv Morgan is like the other day she did an autograph signing and like they cut it off and they said, no, you can't come in. She's like, no, I don't care. She went outside and the people they didn't let in, she took a picture with each one of them individually. She spent like 2 extra hours there. Like, that's not a heel champion.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is, but she's like, well, I'm not going to.
Right, but you know, the thing is, yeah, I mean, it's the same when they, Rhea would do the same thing.
Yeah.
When Rhea was big, bad Rhea, when she was a heel, right? I mean, that video of her hugging that girl went viral for a reason. Right. And it's, you know, and I don't have any beef with Liv Morgan. She's not booking herself, right? I mean, she is obviously a fan.
Yeah.
You watch any of her interactions and stuff. She was a mark for the sport.
Yeah.
So I don't have any beef with that. But I personally didn't understand the idea of making her look weak as a champion. But obviously, again, it must be working.
Yeah. Well, I think what they were trying to do was they're trying to give people, like, every week. Well, who is it? I'm trying to think. It was during the NWA kind of reign. I mean, Harley Race didn't ever look weak, but like, you know, the local hero would almost beat Harley Race or almost beat Ric Flair. They ran out of time, right? Whatever, right? Kind of thing, right? They always just, you know, the champ either just, I'm not saying like when Lawler was champion, he'd always cheat, right? But like, no, but it's true. He would, I know. But I'm just saying, but it was like one of those things, you just kind of pull it out at the end kind of thing. Oh, we almost had it. And every single time, you're like, this is the time. It's finally going to catch up to her. And it just didn't. You just get, it just frustrated you. So you're like, well, next time Rhea's going to get her. Next time. And I think they don't want to ever make Rhea look weak, because the only time Rhea ever looks bad is when she literally gets her face broken and she still looks badass in the whole thing. You're like, dude, she hurt for real. And then she keeps going, you know, so anyway, like I said, we'll see. I think Luke nailed that pretty much on the head. We could have, but you could also have a situation
the placement of this to me is suspect, because you open with the Women's Royal Rumble and then you go right into the women's title match. It's like, yep, cool down. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking everybody's going to be hot. You've got Becky Lynch coming back. You've got an appearance from Mickie James. You've got supposedly an appearance from Karma. You've got Charlotte Flair coming back. You've got Alexa Bliss coming back. You've got Charlotte Flair winning the Royal Rumble, right? And you know, the gold standard. Well, not the gold standard. That's Shelton Benjamin. He's on the other show. But, you know, a Flair for the gold type of situation, right? And
yeah,
a Flair for the old, right? But Charlotte's old enough, she could almost be a Flair for the old now, you know, if Brian Pillman wasn't deceased. But so you go to that, and then you go straight to Tiffy Stratton and Nia Jax. It's like, yep, time to take a nap, because everybody's going to need a few minutes to get themselves back together after that Royal Rumble. And what better than the match that no one's going
to
care about,
right?
Other than the Tiffy Stratton parts. Yep.
All right. So
my take on it.
Yeah, no, that's
I agree.
Yeah. Third match on the card is Gunther versus CM Punk. And it says, no, interference by Seth Freakin. They spelled it wrong. It's supposed to say Franklin. Rollins. Franklin. That's still my favorite screw up of all time. Seth Franklin Rollins. Okay, come on, Franklin. Come on.
Pride.
No good wrestler could be called Franklin.
Yeah, well, you know.
No ring name.
It's a turtle.
Your real name could be Franklin, but Jesus, I can't mark out for a Franklin.
I know, that's why it's so funny.
I know.
So that tells me CM Punk wins on the January 6th Raw, making him basically the number one contender, right? He's going to face off with Gunther, and that allows Seth Franklin Rollins to screw him in this match, right? Which doesn't help Gunther, but I think it makes sense, because you don't want to make
Gunther Punk... doesn't need it, right?
No.
You know,
no.
They just did that thing with Gunther and... Damian Priest and Finn Balor, Balor interferes, and takes out Damian Priest, and then, Balor interferes and takes out Damian Priest, and then Gunther beats the crap out of Balor.
Yep.
Right. So I think it's a similar sort of situation. Rollins gets involved. Maybe he curb stomps Punk or something like that, and then Gunther power bombs Rollins and tosses him out like he's just so much garbage or something, right? Because that's Gunther.
Yep.
Right? That's Gunther's whole bit. And then he beats Punk anyway. And he's like, you see, it does not matter. I don't know why I sound like I am Russian when I am from Austria. But, you know, but so that, I mean, again, but it's all in service of, you know, the Punk and Rollins, which was set up all the way when Punk came back.
Yeah.
Right? That literally was the start of this entire kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
was Rollins losing his freaking mind when Punk came back, which I loved.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but it's like, that's kind of a long game here, isn't it? But you know, who needed back surgery and who hurt himself and you know, who was taking a shower, whatever, you know, I get it.
So. Got railroaded out of the other promotion. Yeah.
All I know is that the guy Tony Khan he said he feared his life. He was in fear of his life when he was there. Just ran out in a towel and a bath and a bath towel and a hairnet to the ring.
Hairnet.
Yeah. To the ring, and that got a bigger pop than anything AEW has done in the last year. Just saying. I'm the guy who watches AEW. So
our good friend of the show, former WXW tag team champion Bob Hansen.
Okay. Hey, Bob.
He made the comment. He goes, I hope this doesn't mean that Punk is going to throw in the towel.
Oh, God.
Nobody wants to see that.
You went there.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. People have been saying he's been washed up for years. But anyway. Sometimes you hit the shower, sometimes the shower hits
back. There is no one. As an aside, there is absolutely no one on the WWE roster that my kids, all four of them, despise more than CM Punk.
Really?
They all hate
I love CM Punk.
CM Punk. My youngest, I think, only refers to him as GP Monk. As GP Monk the whole time. They hate CM Punk. They have hated him for a while. Ever since we went to the Raw on Halloween, or the night before Halloween, and during a lull, about four neckbeards in black t-shirts tried to start up a CM Punk chant, and the entire place booed them down.
Since then,
they have hated CM Punk, and they still do.
I'm wearing a CM Punk shirt right now. I love CM Punk.
I said that. I said, your uncle loves CM Punk, and they're like, well, whatever. We still
hate him. He's dead to me.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, it's, you know, you can like and not dislike whoever you like. That's fine.
You can cheer for whoever you want for whatever reason you want, as I've explained to them. I said, you don't have to cheer for who they tell you to. Now, there are some baby faces that my kids love. There are some that they're fairly indifferent to. They love John Cena, right?
Okay. Yeah. They love John Cena. I mean, when you actually see him, he's amazing.
Right. I mean, my oldest boy for Christmas this year, he wanted a Triple H and a Mick Foley. He said he didn't care which Mick Foley, just one of the faces of Foley, right? So he goes, you know, he's got his guys too, and Cody Rhodes is real popular, Kevin Owens, you know, but again, they just don't like CM Punk. So just for take that as you will, that even at every, you're still allowed to make to decide who you want to boo and who you want to cheer. Universal rules of pro wrestling.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so. All right. Anyway, so I think we all agree Gunther's going to keep the strap.
That said, I think that'll be a good match. As long as Punk doesn't get hurt, I think it should be a good match. Yeah. You know, Gunther and Punk are a good. They both. Gunther's psychology, I think, is underrated because it's so old school.
Yeah.
He's and super Punk, old school. Punk's psychology
Punk is old school in his psychology, too. I think two of them will put on a good match. Right. And I think that because, again, the psychology will work. OK, whether you don't like CM Punk in the ring, I think his psychology has always been good. Right. Even when he's been saddled with things that maybe weren't the best, like we saw. Right. I mean, he made some of the stuff work in AEW with MJF.
Yeah.
Right. Which was a challenge, considering some of the stuff they had to work with that.
Yeah.
So, I enjoyed that program.
Yeah.
And I'm not a CM Punk guy.
The promo where he said, you know, hey, I know, I understand it. Hurt people. I was like, okay, maybe this will work when he broke that up, because it's like, that's the whole point of this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, it kind of went off the rails a little bit, but it's overall, it was a good program. But, you know, I didn't get into a fight with, you know, I'm not Hangman Page calling out somebody who's not there.
Oh,
right? Yeah, and then saying, step and a half.
Yeah, but that just reeks of Hangman Page. I mean, that's just, he just seems like it's like
can't
really
quite clear that bar.
Yeah, I mean because the problem is
we like Jake Roberts.
Oh God, well that's he couldn't pass a bar. This guy can't clear a bar.
Brutal.
The problem is that we watch Hangman Page like he's got good size, he's got agility, he has all the things that should make him like a good wrestler, except just. He's just poor in there. Like he's like a one trick pony.
I will say this: back in the day in Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah,
he was a workhorse.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
he was great to watch because he could work.
Yeah.
But it's like he's not. I don't know. I mean, I got of all the EVPs, you know, he's one I was okay with.
He
but it's like
one of them.
Dude, you're not a top guy. You're not a top guy.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
it's not the way it is.
It's just bad when you're looking at.
Not everybody's a top guy.
Yeah. Well, it's just bad when you're looking at a company that is desperate for somebody to kind of drag them out of the morass they're in. And they're like, well, this guy could be. He's not. He will never be that guy. He couldn't do it when you put him with the top guy. You put him in the title picture and no one cared. That's the problem. Yeah. And as much as they would love Kenny Omega to be that guy, Kenny Omega had to have like 4 feet of his lower intestine taken out. For
he's
Christ's
not
sake.
Gonna be the same.
Well, no, and also,
he almost died.
Omega had to have a bunch of stuff. Right, he just came back, and where did he go? He didn't go to a AEW show. He went to New Japan because he knows, despite that, he's like, well, you know what? I'm going to make my money on AEW whether I'm there or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm getting TV money. I'm getting this, that, and the other. If I go to New Japan, you know, I'm actually making real money at New Japan.
Yeah.
Right?
And at New Japan, so, he is over like Rover. He is so over. Right? And in AEW, he's just another guy because he's not. We've seen it all. Like, so the whole idea, though, and this is the idea behind the Forbidden Door and all this stuff, like, the match that you always, I'd love to see Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. I'd love to see Sting versus the Ultimate Warrior. I'd love to see the Road Warriors versus Demolition. Like, it's all those dream matches that, for a long time, never happened. But now, AEW's like, well, we're going to make every dream match happen because you have one mark. Booking this thing, he's literally got his box of wrestlers, and he's booking it. Like when Haley used to book shit, and like we used them when we played wrestlers and whatever. Like, but Haley's booking, unlike Tony Khan's, made sense, had a storyline, but was linear enough where you could follow it, right? So Jesus Christ, that was loud. the fuck?
Okay.
All that said, again, I do think that. You know, my kids will be happy that Gunther will go over.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that CM Punk will lose, and it should be a good match. So.
Yeah. That, well, anyway, what I'm just saying is that when you start looking at what the heck happened here. So.
What the hell is that?
I don't know what the hell. What the fuck? So, what is this?
There's the Hulkamaniacs here.
Yeah. Brother.
It's not hot.
I don't know. Fucking teams.
Somebody.
Open.
Some.
Why would teams open? This
teams.
Teams. God damn it.
Because you got to go to work.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Work, man.
I know. That's the problem.
I can't really help you with a lesson plan. I've been out of education for a long time.
So. I don't understand. This is just a pain in the ass. That's just kind of.
As an aside, talking about the Dungeon of Doom, somebody on YouTube has done a yeoman's job of editing together a supercut of all of the Dungeon of Doom segments from like Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
And that's. I know what I'm doing next time. I got 20 minutes free.
You know, it's not hot.
I don't do that other stuff anymore, so I got plenty of time to do this. So, you know.
So, yeah. All right. So the last match on our card here is the Men's Royal Rumble. So we go to the Men's Royal Rumble here, and we pull this up. And there's some names in here that I think might be interesting to some people and might just be complete eye rolls to others. But here we go. So the match opens with the returning Randy Orton from his devastating pile driver.
And that place will go frigging crazy for
Of course it,
you know?
Will. Especially when especially when the second guy come out is Kevin Owens, the guy who put him on the shelf. You know.
Yes. I am 100% behind this. Yes. 100% behind this, okay? Randy Orton has gone from being a punk kid to being literally a living legend, as far as I'm concerned, and he can keep working as long as he wants.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens, God bless him, he never felt pressure to change his look after they hired him. He's still the same flubby dude that we saw in Ring of Honor, and yep. I love him for that.
That's
too.
Why I identify with him.
Okay.
The fat white guy in a black T-shirt. Yeah.
Oh my God! Stealing you just described me. Roads.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just have I duplicated one of your early works? Have I duplicated all of your earlier works? It's like I say that all the time. It's like, oh yeah, we're going to the wrestling show. I'll be the white guy in the black T-shirt. Just look for me, okay? No problem, right?
It's like when I went to go see Metallica last summer. It was oh, all right, time to go in.
Oh God! Hey, look at all the round people with the black T-shirts. Not one of them.
That's why when I would go to ROH, I would try to wear. I would wear my Larry Sweeney shirt, because that was either yellow or it was a heathered purple. So
Heather purple.
That is actually one of my favorite wrestling shirts of all time is the Alex Shelley Paparazzi Productions, which is Sherbert Orange.
Yes,
because it stands out for a wrestling show wearing a bright orange shirt. Like
yep.
That.
Oh well. For somebody who wore yellow or orange to every ECW show I ever went to, because I'm a Taz fan and a Shane Douglas fan. Just saying, you know, even though I had other, well, that's not true. I did wear a white shirt one time. I was part of the job squad. You know, pin me, pay me.
Yeah.
Jobber for life. Pin me, pay me. Anyway, all right. So third man in the ring is Sami Uso. Sami Zayn, which should be fun because him and Kevin Owens, you know, got a long storied rivalry and friendship and whatever. Then you got number four is Andrade, you know, Mr. Charlotte Flair. Five is the returning AJ Styles, if he's cleared to wrestle.
Isn't he like 58 now?
Doesn't matter.
All I'm saying is ask the questions. That's all I'm saying, okay?
That's all I'm saying. So, but as long as he's healthy, that'd get a big pop. Then you got Dirty Dom at six with Ray Ray at seven, which is, of course, you know, perfect for the fans. I mean, again, these are all big pops. I mean, when AJ Styles comes back, that's a pop automatic.
Yeah.
So, and then Mysterio gets the heel heat, you know, that he just loves.
And then his dad shows up and tosses him out of meat, like 619s him, and everybody else is out. He's gonna, you know, 619 him and toss him straight out, you know, and everyone will go crazy for it.
It'd be funny if everyone did their finisher on him. Remember that time? Who was that? Was that the Miz? Who did they do that to? Where everyone gave him their finish and then they tossed him out? Was that the Miz?
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax. That was funny as hell.
They did that when she took the man. Well, no, when she took the spot in the Men's Royal Rumble, they did that to her.
Oh yeah.
Because they RKO'd her and. Shit and threw her out.
Yeah. But I'm saying it happened to a guy once too. I'm trying to remember who it was, but it's not
been eliminated as far as I'm concerned.
Just literally took every single finish.
It was Miz that they did that to, actually. So, you know.
Yeah, but it's just funny. Number seven, Rey Mysterio. Eight is Trick Williams, who's the from NXT, he's their champion. Nine, Ludwig Kaiser, who is trying to still recover from CM Punk attacking him in a bath towel. Number 10 is Jacob Fatu, the Samoan werewolf, who is literally going to destroy everyone in the ring there. He's going to lay waste. I'm not saying he's throwing them all out. He's just going to lay waste to everybody. Because number 11 is Braun Strowman, and that's what they're going to want to set up. Braun Strowman and Jacob Fatu should have no reason to be meeting in the ring, but now they're going to battle each other. And who's
except they're two big, meaty guys slapping meat. Big E is going to love it.
Slap it.
Right. But who can you send in at 12 that's a perfect foil to all this? The Miz. Of course the Miz hits the ring and just gets whooped. Just both of them beat the shit out of him and throw him right out of the ring.
Or he'll roll out. See, the way I see that, what I see is Miz, you know, coming down, his music playing, everything going great, big smile on his face, sees the ring and says, nope. And won't even get in the ring because then Kofi is up next, and then Kofi will toss him into the ring, and then he will get thrown over the top rope by Braun Strowman immediately.
Even though Kofi's now a heel, so and then 14.
Wait for Big E to turn on them, right?
Yeah,
Big E comes back and he feuds with the New Day, right? Nobody see that coming.
Except the New Day already turned on Big E, and they're heels.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Now he's going to turn on them.
It's a double turn.
Some kind of partial fraction thing. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's like a reverse double turn.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Normally, you got to pay extra for that kind of action.
Yeah.
You got a reverse double turn, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're in Chinatown in Boston.
It's better than a half and half.
Those are fun occasionally.
Right, but it costs more. Anyway, so 14 is going to be Karrion Kross, who, for some reason, is super over in TNA and then cannot get over to save his life here in WWE. I don't know why he can't. Just can't. 15 is John Cena in his last Royal Rumble ever, which makes perfect sense, of course. 16,
I'm down for that.
16 is the guy who should win this whole thing, but he won't. Bron Breakker, because he's a fucking monster. He'll come in and just start spearing the fuck out of everybody. 17 is Chad Gable, who no one takes seriously, even though he probably is the best wrestler literally in the company
right
now.
Yeah, he has the most beautiful moonsault you'll ever see.
He might be the best pure wrestler in the entire company right now. I mean, Jason Jordan's there, but he's hurt, right? But without Kurt Angle, without whatever, like this is the guy, right? But he just, I think he's small. He's short and kind of small, and I think that hurts him. What kind of thing, but. Anyway, number 18 is Sheamus. So Sheamus, coming straight off of his role in the latest Dave Bautista movie, before Dave Bautista started looking like an elderly woman.
I get if you retired from wrestling and you got to cut weight,
But you didn't need to make yourself look like an AIDS patient, okay. Dave.
So I'm going to say this. Anybody who has ever seen Dave Navarro as he dresses on Ink Master, where he wears women's sweaters, Dave Navarro looks like the biggest, toughest man ever compared to what Dave Bautista now looks like. Axl Rose looks like an old lesbian going to
all of my favorite rockers now.
But
they all look
way tougher and manlier than Dave Bautista looks right now. Sorry, Dave, but I guess there's no more going to be Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever, with you in it because you don't look like that anymore. Anyway, and we haven't heard that he's sick. So, I mean, if it turns out he's sick, then obviously we all understand why you look like that. But like, no one has said you're sick. Just like, this is my new look. A woman's sweater, like a brooch, a hat, and complete emaciation.
A pterodactyl.
I get it. If you're not going to be an active wrestler, you don't need to be carrying all the bulk. But shit, you get to that point in your life, wouldn't you want to still keep some of your muscle mass just for functional reasons?
That's how you get your roles in movies. No one's going to book him as the emaciated guy. I'm just saying. It's just true. So, anyway.
But they're going to remake Philadelphia starring Dave Bautista and Tom
Hanks. God, that's going to be so bad.
Jesus.
In the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
see it another time.
Yeah. that's like when the trailer for... is it Tiny Toes? The movie it's Gary Oldman plays a little person who, okay, so Matthew McConaughey is regular sized and everyone in his family are little people. And that's the entire, it's a real movie, right? And it says Gary Oldman, the role he was born to play. And I was like, are you kidding? The guy won an Academy Award. No. He needs to play a little person in a movie with Matthew McConaughey as his brother.
I'm not actually turned off by the thought of that movie. No. That's what I love about them midgets. I stay tall, they stay the same height. Yes, they do.
All right. So number 19 is Logan Paul.
That may have been the most upsetting thing about having to watch Clemson lose that college football playoff game to Texas was fucking Matthew McConaughey on the sideline. God, yeah. I never thought I would miss them showing Taylor Swift until they showed Matthew McConaughey constantly. It's like, I get it. He went to the University of Texas. Ooh.
But did he,
we
though?
We all fucking get it.
Did he, though? Really?
It's like, you know who went to Clemson? Lots more successful people than people that went to Texas. Ooh. People with degrees that do shit. Ooh.
Shots fired, Texas. Bang, bang.
Yeah. So. What are you going to do, Longhorns? Nothing. That's what.
What are you going to do? You going to cry about it? When are you going to cry? 19 is Logan Paul, who has officially retired.
Who are you going to call? Santa? Ooh, Santa. Rudolph? You know, Rudolph's mama? Who are you going
to... So Logan Paul, who is retired from wrestling, could, I guess, come back.
I don't think Logan Paul is showing up. He said on his actual show that he's retired from wrestling. I don't think that's happening.
But that's why I think he might show up. Just to
as much as we probably can't stand it, he is a draw.
People hate him. People just love to hate him, which is great.
So number two behind CM Punk that my kids hate is Logan Paul.
Really?
They all really hate Logan Paul.
How can they not hate Logan Paul?
My kids are
more
not
than CM Punk.
They're seen, you know. So they're not like that, you know, and they all hate Prime. They won't drink it, you know, that kind of thing. So
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
All right. Number 20 is Finn Balor. 21 is L.A. Knight. 22 is Shinsuke Nakamura. 23 is Carmelo Hayes. 24 is Jey Uso. 25 is Santo Escobar. 26 is Drew McIntyre, who I loved on SmackDown, snuck up on somebody. How does a guy who's 6'7", 300 pounds sneak up on you? And the crowd's all screaming because that's what the script says, to not look that way.
Because they don't look at the monitor. That's why.
It doesn't matter. He's huge. You can't miss him. 27 is...
That's why they look at the monitor, right? Yeah.
27 is Jimmy Uso. 28 is Damian Priest. 29 is Solo Sikoa. 30 is, of course, the other Samoan named Joe. Yeah, that it should be real Samoan named Joe, but it's just going to be Roman Reigns. But here's the kicker. What? No, remember?
I never get tired of that joke.
No, yeah. I know.
He said the wrong Samoa named Joe.
That would be a surprise. Nobody would see that one coming.
Yeah, considering that he's still under contract to AEW, and they won't let him out of it.
We're going to come out there with him, too? It's like...
So, that was so funny. He sent the wrong Samoa named Joe to the ring. The whole crowd is shit on it. But that's some good shit. But then here's the kicker. They have a 31st entry being The Rock. Now, people have said, there's no way, you can't do this. This I could see happening.
Yeah,
I could see The Rock saying, I am the whatever he is.
Chairman of the board says, I can do. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes in and The Rock goes in. And now, of course, you'd have Solo, Roman, and The Rock, you know, your kind of thing there at the end, right? You got to figure that you're going to have maybe the Usos, whatever. But they have John Cena winning this whole thing with The Rock being the. That's who they have.
You're crazy.
With The Rock being the runner up. And that leading to The Rock versus Cena, but I don't think they're going to do that again. I think the whole thing is, if Cena wins, that means Cena gets a title shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right? Versus who?
Right.
Versus Cody? Or versus Gunther? Because he can't wrestle Gunther. There's no way that makes sense. So it's got to be Cody Rhodes. But Cody Rhodes is like the most over face you have. John Cena's on his retirement tour and is super over. No one's going to buy Cody Rhodes being a dick to him. No one's going to buy Cena's a heel. So
I mean, I would love if he was, you know,
go back
prototype
to
prototype again, or the, you know, the Doctor of Thuganomics Doctor again. Of Thuganomics. I would mark out hard, but it's not going to happen.
What I'm saying is, so who are you going to have? He's going to wrestle there. Like, so do you then have, then Cena's then got to wrestle again? Like, I mean, he can wrestle at WrestleMania, but he's going to have to go to, like, are they going to have him put the you know, like, to lose the, I don't know. Remember the Undertaker wasn't going to have, he needed to have the title match and whatever. And they had to go through that whole convoluted way to get him to a place where because it was Elimination Chamber and he was going to wrestle this person at WrestleMania. And then that person had to win the belt. Like, I can't imagine they're going to take the belt off of Gunther or they're going to take the belt off of Cody just to have John Cena have a shot to win it.
No.
You know, like,
doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, I understand that we want to see Cena go out on top, but I don't see that as how you have him go out on top.
Just have him in a banger match and it'll still be going out on top.
Right. I mean, because remember, Cena lost to The Undertaker already, you know, at WrestleMania. So it's not like you're going to have The Undertaker come back and put him over. Because The Undertaker's already, obviously, you know, the streak's been, it was ended, right? Could it be The Rock and Cena one last time? Okay, but, like, is anyone really looking
You don't
for
need
that?
The rigmarole of the Royal Rumble for that. You could just book it, and people are going to pay to see it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, is the idea to have him...
I mean, literally, all you need is just Cena to be... Okay, you want to book Cena and The Rock at Royal Rumble, okay? Let's put on let's sit under the learning tree for a second here, okay? So, Cena goes, let whoever wins the Royal Rumble. Cena's in the Royal Rumble. It's his last Royal Rumble. It's his retirement tour. Cena opens Raw saying, hey, you know, Indianapolis, and, you know, you guys gave me a welcome, all this other stuff. Out comes The Rock, who interrupts him. Bada bing, bada boom, you have a match. That's literally it. That is literally it. You don't need to do all this other stuff. And it's, I agree with you, Hero. It's like, they don't need the convoluted nature of this that they're suggesting from this booking.
They've hung one-off programs off less.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, and the thing is, and you don't really need to, this match doesn't need build or hype. It just has to be Cena, Rock, one last time. Because when it was Hogan.
That's your hype.
Yeah, when it was Hogan, Rock. And I was like, okay. And people went crazy. That match sucked. And people went crazy for that match. Why? Because it was Cena and The Rock. And not Cena. It was Hogan and The Rock. Like, this is the same idea. Hogan, Rock. Like, Cena, Rock. It's just got to be the one thing. It's a one-off. It's I don't know. I mean, who else could Cena wrestle, though, at this point? Like, who else could he be in? Because they're not bringing Triple H back out.
Well, believe it or not, the one that I've heard And I don't, this may just be, you know, just fanboy speculation, that the one that really Cena should go out with his last match would be Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Because the two of them had more matches against each other than anybody else. And it would be the fitting way to end the era, right? To have, and to have those two guys go at it. And it's like, look, you know,
and then you have always thought you were better than me. Randy Orton back.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to.
It's like, well, you're a legend. Well, you know, I'm a legend killer, and that's it. You know, that, but again, is that going to be, that's also, that would be, that may not be what WWE would want, but that sounds more like what Cena would want.
Yeah.
Right? He would want to go out fighting one of his guys, not, you know, or doing something with somebody younger than him, not another legend or something, right? Just to make it, to do the right thing, right? That's like his whole, that like the whole thing when he was US.
Was all hey, if you want to have Cena fight Spike Lee, that would be great. Do the right thing.
Good God.
Picks up a trash can, hits him with, man, perfect.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
right. The ECW arena. Right. I got that trash can you lost, man.
I mean, I guess they could roll Rob Van Dam out there for one last time, you know, versus Cena, because that match was super over when they timers in ballroom.
Right, right. I don't know if that'd be PG, or I don't know if that would be TV PG if Rob Van Dam's wife was with him.
Well,
you think they'll push it a little bit once it's on Netflix, because it is technically paid programming?
I don't know, man. It's...
Supposedly, that, supposedly they're not going to, is what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what we're hearing, is that it's still going to be TV PG and that it's not going to go away just because they're going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it. I guess they know their market, but.
Yeah. But this booking of Cena winning over The Rock for the Royal Rumble, I don't buy it, which is, that is actually, that is the main reason that I kind of took these with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. The women's one, I'm willing to accept it, right? I don't like it, and I like Charlotte Flair, you know?
It does sound like shitty WWE booking that they would do.
It has some truthiness to it, not to use a comedian that I despise, but it does have some truthiness to it. Cena going over The Rock does not. It doesn't ring like, oh yeah, I can see that. It doesn't. In my business, we say that doesn't pass the smell test, you know, and it doesn't. So that is why I'm a little we'll see what we will see type of situation with this, you know.
But I mean, the whole thing was to get, you know. I mean, like, when this all leaked, people started losing their minds. How it can't happen? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, at least, you know, again, at least there's no one on there. It's not like they're saying, like, you know, back from the dead, John Tullis, you know, kind of things. Like, I don't think he's coming back. Like, classy Freddy Blassie.
You said Yokozuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, classy Freddy Blassie.
Yeah. He hardcore before
I will
hardcore
say this. If Yokozuna did come back, that would totally throw the entire Bloodline story into upheaval, wouldn't it?
100%. 100%.
It really would. Another
former Samoan world champion? I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, he was Samoan, but I mean, the character was built from Japan, so I don't mean, how much are they going to break kayfabe there if he did come back?
The character was built from the Polynesian islands, wasn't he?
Oh, that is that. Yes, you are correct. See, even knew they even knew they weren't going to get away with building him from Japan back then.
No, they did. They built him from Japan at some point. From Japan, not
originally. They built him from Japan, but then they later changed it to the Polynesian islands. Because he didn't look Japanese.
So. Enough. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you got two Americans, you know, working a foreigner gimmick. Because, but that's because that's the way it goes, right? But you know, could have been worse. It could have had like an Italian guy playing a Native American. That would never happen.
Never.
In Hollywood or
never. Right? So.
At least Santino Morello is actually of Italian descent. Canadian, but you know.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so folks, you know, like I said, with this thing dropped and people started losing their minds, we said, hey, you know, why don't we talk about this? Because this makes sense. And you know, what do you think? I mean, are you, you know, do you think that, like, you know, this could these things happen? Do you think WWE, this is all just, you know, some fan made all this up, just kind of put out there to kind of like stir the pot? Do you think, like, what do we think? you know, kind of thing. Obviously,
is it all a bunch of rumor and innuendo?
Yeah, is it rumor and innuendo?
Well, we're
too
wrestling
much?
Fans. We thrive on rumor and innuendo.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, but you know, how
we
much?
We don't have any evidence. We have a lot of circumstance and hearsay. Those are kinds of evidence.
you know, like, did you? So, how much truth is really in these things? How much do you see here? Like, well, this makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, I definitely see some of the women's returns making sense. You know, like even the guest spots, like they would make sense as well too. It's just going to be.
So everybody do themselves a favor, yeah. Print this shit out, sit down with it in front of you while you're munching on your popcorn, and when you and whatever your charcuterie board is while you're watching it. It's a Saturday night, so you can get good and lit,
yeah,
while you're watching it and not have to get up the next morning. See how fucking wrong this thing probably is.
I think that's the big thing too, is that this is scheduled for February 1st, which is a Saturday, which would be great.
Brilliant.
Great. I'll take
isn't
a
time. Isn't that weird, like, having the Royal Rumble in February?
Well,
is that weird?
I think it's because of the Super Bowl, you know, kind of thing, because they don't want to go head to head with the playoffs or the Super Bowl, so they kind of like
I can understand
which you fit it in where you can, you know, kind of thing.
Playoffs.
We're lucky we win a game.
I'm 40.
I'm a man. 40. I'm 40.
You want to come after somebody? Come after me.
That's two very different things. One's Jim Mora, who's
know,
clearly beyond 40.
My favorite coach sound bites of all time.
Yeah, I'm a man. I'm
that they are.
We thought that hit it. Yeah, that's
we
the trifecta right there.
And we let
that
him off.
Is the trifecta.
Oh,
if you want to crown him, then crown him.
It's so funny.
But this is the wide world of sports.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
My oldest has taken to doing that. Anytime someone says playoffs, she will start saying playoffs. Playoff? I'm like, you weren't alive when Jim Mora said that. You weren't even a concept when Jim Mora. She's like, I don't care. It's funny. I'm like, yes, it is funny. I'll grant you that.
What a game. So it's just.
Win a game.
It's so funny because his voice totally cracks. He goes, we're lucky to win a game.
Complete face teenager.
Ah. Staring at you through the window.
Oh, sir. I dropped it in the fire. It
comes out of my paycheck.
I had a girlfriend, she'd kick my ass. But yeah, I think Hero's got the right thing. So be sure to print out your handy dandy spoiler sheet and then sit there and watch the Rumble and see how well they got it right or how well they got it wrong and how much of this was just Triple H saying, I'll stick it to those net marks. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna leak this.
Look like you're smuggling bananas there, Sean.
Sometimes you have to leak stuff in this business.
So, anyway.
If you can't take a face in this business, you have no business being in this business. That's what I say.
All right. Well, we're as off the rails as the Road Warriors are when they didn't have cocaine before a match, so.
I don't sound anything like that. I don't sound like that. Top guys. So
Top guys.
So all right, folks. So
carry their own bags. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, top guys don't carry bags. All right. So you know, if you got you know, if you want to send us feedback, of course you can do that.
If you want to send feedback to us, you can email us at getbacktothewrestling at you can check us out on at GBTTW podcast on YouTube. You can email us at getbacktothewrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. You can search for Get Back to the Wrestling on YouTube. You can find the Get Back to the Wrestling group on Facebook, and you can interact with us at any of those places. Actually, I take it back. Isn't it? It's getbacktothewrestling@yahoo.com. I'm going to look it up. It's been a hot minute.
Wait.
A hot minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on.
So let me go and just the email here. Make sure we don't have an email while I'm at this.
We would like a full sack. So please.
getbacktothewrestling@yahoo.com.
Do we have any emails?
Yeah. We do. It says, hi, Get Back. We've noticed you haven't upgraded to the new Yahoo Mail yet.
Oh, shit. They're coming for us. We got heat.
It's like screw you.
I don't want to run afoul of Yahoo. They're a big corporation.
Let me say this. Let me say this, Yahoo. I've had a Yahoo email address since I was in college. They are getting rid of my.yahoo, the personal portal page. It's like, really? 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 This is what you decided to do. The one tool that you have that people still like. No, that noise. You got to get rid of that. Yeah. So
anyway,
screw that. So, protopage.com. If you need a replacement personal web portal, protopage.com is what they're not sponsoring us or nothing. If you go to protopage.com and enter code, get back to the wrestling, nothing will happen.
You get, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take a sponsorship.
Absolutely. Yeah. Blue Chew. 20,
yeah.
27 bucks and a ham sandwich. I'll hawk whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
If Blue Rhino wants to give us, they're the propane people.
I thought you were talking about the other thing. To be fair, I don't believe anybody that broadcasts this show needs dick pills yet.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Yeah. No one needs a handful of uppers and some gas station dick pills. Get this going.
my joints are a mess. But
yeah.
Get some Four Loko and some gas station dick pills.
Hey, look, if they brought the original Four Loko back, it'd be a very different show. Because I'd be getting tanked on Four Loko.
Get some Four Loko and a handful of
Four Loko.
I'm down 51 pounds. I could probably handle it now. So.
Woohoo! So.
Except now you're down 51 pounds. It would be that much less weight to metabolize the alcohol.
I know. I actually might be able to catch a buzz again.
What do you like, the Flash? Right,
I just metabolize it fast.
When you're 5'3", 240 something, it's real hard. It's real hard.
Wait a minute. So 36, 24, 36, only if she's 5'3", sort of situation. Is that it?
I don't have the booty. I've never had the booty. I got a flat white boy ass. I never had the big booty, and I'm half Italian. So, I got it in the front. I didn't get it in the back.
You guys go off the rails too much. I can't handle this.
It's party in the front, business in the back. It's like the opposite.
Yes. So you know what it is. So you just gotta just drop in a soundbite of, oh, would you stop? And just end this thing.
Well, would you stop? All right, folks. So that about we're done. We've beat this horse to death. Again, Luke said, if you want to send us some feedback, there's plenty of ways to find us. Just do that, and we interact with you there and that way. And let's see what happens with the Royal Rumble. And hopefully, those people who are going to get back into watching wrestling once it hits Netflix, because some reason that's why it's keeping you away from it. Hopefully, you enjoy it. Hopefully, you enjoy their big show that's coming up the 6th. Hopefully they don't just hotshot book the shit out of this thing in the first week and then blow their entire load and then be like, what do we do now? I don't know, limp it off. Fuck. That's what happens. So like we say here at Get Back to the Wrestling, we'll see you at the matches.
Are you going to take care of Ron Killens?
What kind of disgusting, despicable lack of respect does that Billy What's-His-Name show booking a match for the total package Lex Luger and Super Brawl? Super Saturday? What is it? I don't even know what it's called. What is it called?
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday? Can he afford to pay me to wrestle Ron? I don't know. I'm one of the biggest legends and stars ever in this. God! Ugh. And your t-shirts are too tight too, Billy! And you book a match with me against Ron Killens! Look at me! I'm a total package! I will rip him apart! I'm pissed now!
No, don't you walk away from me, Daniel! Don't you walk away! I'm the one that loves the fans! I'm the one that loves everyone and everything! You're the one that gets up and walks away every single time! You're the coward!
Will you stop?